This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The United Nations top investigator into torture says the European Union must continue to press the U.S. to close its detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. An investigative team from the U.N. last month found that Guantanamo violated human rights on several counts. Detention operations at Guantanamo have been criticized almost from the time the first terror suspects began arriving there more than 4 years ago. NPR's national security correspondent, Jackie Northam, just returned from a week-long visit to the remote base. She has this report on conditions there.
Every week over the past 4 years, the military has conducted tours of the detention camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
The first building on the right, those detainees have specifically requested not to be photographed.
The detainees in Camp 4, the lowest security camp at Guantanamo, vanish into their cells with the arrival of visitors, usually journalists and members of Congress. The tour typically includes a look at cell blocks, food galleys, and recreation areas. It's also an opportunity to clear up misconceptions, such as this one raised by a South Korean journalist.
Have you tattooed a number on their skin? Or
no.
We do nothing not, physical?
Nothing physical.
Okay.
We have not tattooed anything on their arms.
Officers at Guantanamo want to show that new procedures have been put in place to prevent a repeat of problems that have caused outrage over the detention operations in the past, such as guards occasionally desecrating the Quran. In each of the cells, the Islamic holy book is now cradled in a cloth surgical mask tied to the chain-link cell wall. Navy Commander Katie Hamft.
It is never touched by the guard force. If it needs to be inspected, the interpreters are brought in and the detainee is asked to let the interpreter open the Quran and let us look through it.
Much effort is spent on showing how well the detainees are being treated. More recreation time, library books and special meals, and new elliptical machines and stationary bikes to help burn off the 4,200 calories of food the prisoners are provided each day. Every once in a while, a finely honed tour is interrupted. Two detainees in the maximum security prison yell, "Liar, liar, Bush is a liar, Americans are liars." U.S. officials allow the journalists to record the scene and then move on. Despite the occasional glitch, the tours are designed to give Guantanamo what it desperately needs, good press. But that doesn't often happen. Guantanamo's reputation, it seems, is sealed. There are nagging rumors of detainee abuse, persistent questions about how much useful information interrogators are getting from the prisoners, and there's the ongoing complaint that the prisoners haven't been given due process. In order to address that, the military set up annual administrative review boards, called ARBs. Navy Captain Tom Quinn says the ARBs consider two factors in deciding whether to release prisoners.
One, is the detainee a threat to the U.S. or its allies? And two, is there any intelligence value that can still be garnered from the detainee?
Quinn says only about 10% of the detainees have shown up for their ARB hearings so far this year.
Of the first 22 ARBs, there were no detainees that elected to show up, which is their absolute right. So we were 0-for-22 and honestly a little nervous because then the process takes on an appearance that we're not trying to show.
Namely, that the prisoners have lost faith in the review process or they've been told by their attorneys not to talk. There's been widespread criticism from defense lawyers and human rights groups over the legitimacy of the ARB hearings. The military says the detainees are given a fair chance to make their case to be released. Quinn says recommendations by the panel for release, transfer, or continued detention work their way through the chain of command. He says it's an enormous responsibility to decide whether to transfer or release detainees.
And it's a tremendous risk we're taking as an ARB to recommend release or transfer because some of the people that we have recommended to release have gone back to the battlefield. That is the danger you face.
Several detainees who were released and sent back to Yemen broke out of prison there last month. More than 200 detainees have been released or transferred from Guantanamo since 2002. Some, such as a group of 9 Uyghurs, Chinese Muslims, are in limbo. The U.S. has determined the men are no longer a threat, but they're keeping them at Guantanamo because of concerns that they'll be persecuted if they're sent back to China. One of the festering complaints about Guantanamo is the effect that open-ended detentions are having on the prisoners. Over the years, there have been more than 30 suicide attempts, and there's an ongoing hunger strike. Colonel Jeremy Martin, a military spokesman, said that it began in August 2005, with approximately 75 detainees refusing to eat.
And the number spiked to 131 around the anniversary of September 11th. After September 11th, the number of detainees on a hunger strike dwindled to the 30s. And then around Christmas, December 25th, another block of approximately 50 detainees refused to eat.
Since then, the numbers have dropped dramatically. 6 detainees are currently on a hunger strike. 3 of them are being force-fed with the use of a restraining chair. The officer in charge of the detainee hospital, who did not want his name used for security reasons, says first the medical staff numbs the detainee's nose.
And then we will take a small tube. It's flexible, as you can see. We will gently place that through the nostril down into the stomach. We will ensure it's in the stomach, and then we will feed them over about a 20-minute period.
The doctor says force feeding is done only if the detainee's life is in jeopardy.
Our position is that as medical providers, our job, as I have told the detainees multiple times, is to preserve their health and their life.
Still, the force feeding of detainees caused an international outcry and renewed calls to shut Guantanamo down. But there is little evidence that's going to happen. If anything, the base is expanding. There's a new intelligence building. Several fast food restaurants have opened up. Huge wind turbines that produce about 25% of the camp's power have been erected. And there's much new construction. More housing for the troops is being built. And another prison is also under construction.
Actually, the entrance is around on the other side. We're going to walk around there. I haven't been in here in a couple weeks.
Major General Jay Hood, the commander of the detention operations, says a lot of research went into the design of Camp 6, which is due to open in August. It's a hard-walled prison modeled after a facility in Michigan and will be capable of holding about 200 prisoners. Hood says the new prison will be divided into 8 distinct sections.
The detainee population is not a homogeneous group. Many of them would attempt to do harm to each other if they had the opportunity. I mean, we have the ethnic Arabs don't necessarily get along with or even speak the same languages, of course, as the Afghans do. You don't want to put a group of Shia and Sunni together in a place where they might tend to act out against each other.
General Hood cannot say whether this will be the last prison built at Guantanamo. So much, he says, depends on how the U.S. courts decide to handle the issue of detainee rights. Whatever decision is reached, it's unlikely that the clamor to shut Guantanamo will subside anytime soon. Jackie Northam, NPR News.